Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, we are excited. We know we have entered into the fall season, and we're kicking in the gear. We know as the seasons change, there are transitions, and we all go through those transitions in our life, not only in the natural with our seasons changing from summer to fall, fall to autumn, and autumn to winter. But naturally so in our own lives, we are going through transitions. This is Catherine Trotter. This is Catherine Trotter Rayner, your host. We are so excited about being together once again. For those of you that have been following the show, you know that we have various topics for growth, for advancement, where we connect, we encourage, we motivate, we inspire other leaders to be their best self. And so when we talk about transition, it is the process or period of changing from one state or condition to another. And one of the things that we look at when we talk about the word transition, we often think about what are we transitioning from? What are we transitioning into? And a lot of times we have to undergo a process. And it's a period in which that transition takes place from the starting point to the ending point. And a lot of us as leaders, we often go through those different transitional phases. The question is, what transition are you in right now? You know, what season are you in right now? What transitional place are you in at this moment? Because a lot of times, you know, if we're not in tune to where we are, where we're transitioning from and where we're transitioning into, a lot of times we will stay stuck and we will stay stagnant and there will be no forward movement. There will be no growth. Now, when we look at the word transition, it talks about the process of a period of changing from one state or condition to another. Now, let's look at the word changing. What does that mean? To change means to make or become different, to take or use in another way, another format, right? To change, to transfer, to alter, right? When we think about that, we think about our life, we think about the things that we're going through, we think about the different challenges we face, even going through transitions. A lot of times that's not talked about as often when we talk about the transitions that we go through in our life as we are growing into our leadership role. The changes that we take on, we become different. We become a different person. We become a new person. A lot of times people say you've changed, you don't act the same way. Well, if one is constantly growing and evolving, you should not be acting the same. You should not be the same. If you're the same year after year, that means there's no evolution. That means there's no growth. You know, you that are listening to this show, even now on the replay line, you know the areas in your life that needs change. At the end of the day, no one else can tell you. You know internally what needs to be changed. The definition contained in transition, it also talks about conditioning. What does condition mean? It means the state of something, especially with regard to its appearance, quality, or working order. In other words, what type of significant changes need to be made so that you can transition to the next place in your career, the next place in your business, the next place in your family, the next place in your leadership capacity? What needs to be conditioned? And when I think about condition, I often think about exercise or physical fitness. You're conditioning your body to a certain rhythm, to a certain workout regimen, right? A lot of times if you haven't worked out in a while, then you go work out. Sometimes it can be very difficult. You can get very winded because your body is not used to that rhythm. Your body is not used to those positionings. Your body is not used to the exercise movement. And one thing I learned from going to exercise is that your muscle does have memory, though. So if you used to exercise and there you're trying to get back into the flow, eventually your muscles will start to recondition itself because of what used to be is still there, but it's lying dormant. How many of you know that you're going through a transitional place, that you've been lying dormant too long, and you need that muscle memory to kick back into gear in terms of knowing what you've been called to do, although you've been staying stuck in an old place for too long, and you've been staying stuck there. You're afraid to move into, you know, drive mode. You're staying in park mode instead of moving it into drive. Or some of us are, we're just neutral. We're in the neutral zone. We're not going forward. We're not going back. We're just neutral. And so this morning, the burst of inspiration that we want to share with everyone is that we must continue to drive forward. We must continue to keep our mindset focused on the things that we need to do to transition properly into the next, again, business venture, family, things that you're doing within your family. It's so many things that I think that's unique. We talk about the word transition. There was a quote that I saw, and it said, "Light precedes every transition, whether at the end of a tunnel, through a crack in the door, or the flash of an idea. It is always there, hurtling a new beginning." So what flashes have come before you? What thoughts have come into your mind that have given you a sneak preview of what you're called to do, but you still haven't fully executed on it? What visions have you been seeing lately, but it has been too intimidating because you don't know how you're going to facilitate it? These are all legitimate things that many leaders go through when talking about transitioning into that next place. Another quote says, "If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten." And that's a very familiar quote, and I'm going to read it again. It says, "If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten." How many times too repetitious? Same thing, but no new results, no results at all, because we're constantly in a circle, just like thought about like a hamster or something that's inside of a cage and they're running around on that exercise wheel that they have, and they're just going in circles. They're not really going anywhere, but they're just constantly going in circles. And that's how it is also with us leaders. Sometimes we're constantly going through circles. We're going through the motions, but we're getting nowhere. I highly recommend, as you're going through your transitions, to make a game plan, make a strategic plan, have a strategy for execution. You know, we can have the passion, we can have the zeal, but we still need to have strategy. And with no strategy, we're going here, there, and everywhere else, and we're not absolutely focused on the targeted goal. So today, ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to focus on, what is your targeted goal? That is the question. What is your targeted goal? We know that September is going to be swiftly done, and we're coming into October. October is going to be the fourth quarter of the year. What are your fourth quarter goals? What are you striving to do? What are you striving to complete? What are you trying to manifest in the final quarter of the year? Because keep in mind, I'm always one of what you do in the final quarter of the year is going to indicate how you start the new year. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be very intentional about our game plan. We need to be very intentional about what we're trying to do so that we can start off the new year to a successful start. Another quote says, "Progress is impossible without change, and those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." How many of you have been around people, or maybe it's yourself, you're just so stuck in your own mindset, and it's very difficult if something is interjected that seems to be foreign, seems to be very unfamiliar, seems to not connect with what your normalcy is. And a lot of times that's how leaders do get stuck also, because of normalcy. And they get stuck in a certain pattern. And when a new transition or time for transition is presented, one will hit the brakes and not go into drive mode, because the place of transition is not of normalcy. It's not familiar. Therefore, you won't walk in it. There's another quote that says, "Life must be a preparation for the transition to another dimension." I'm going to read that again. It says, "Life must be a preparation for the transition to another dimension." In our lives, it should be a constant pursuit of evolution, of moving forward to the next dimension. I said on one of my previous shows, there was some time back, and I used the analogy of water. If water is just stagnant, it's not flowing, is just sitting there. Many of you might have seen it at a pond or a river, what have you. It creates a smell. It creates a bad smell, actually. That's because water is supposed to consistently move forward. Anything that's stagnant has a smell. It's the same thing with our life. It's the same thing with our families. It's the same thing with the business. It's the same thing with your leadership capacity. If you're not constantly growing and evolving, it is a stench. It is a smell. It's not a great fragrance coming out or from you because there's no growth. There's no evolution that's taking place. A lot of people resist transition and therefore never allow themselves to enjoy who they are. Embrace the change no matter what it is. Once you do, you can learn about the new world you're in and take advantage of it. That's by Nikki Giovanni. It says, I'm going to read it again. A lot of people resist transition and therefore never allow themselves to enjoy who they are. Embrace the change no matter what it is. Once you do, you can learn about the new world you're in and take advantage of it. Transitions themselves are not the issue, but how well you respond to their challenges. That's one of the biggest things. When a challenge is presented to you, how do you respond to it? Do you cave in? Do you hide? Do you ignore the situation? What is your normal response? Whatever your normal response is, I'm saying create a new norm. What is your new norm? You know, create that new norm. The transition can be difficult. It's hard to stop something that you've enjoyed and that you've been accustomed to, and that's just a go-to for you, and this is you've already got a rhythm in place. But the thing is, at the end of the day, walking into that new place will be very rewarding because now you're not going to be like that hamster or that little animal in that cage going in circles, or you're not going to be like that stagnant water creating a bad smell. To exist is to change. To change is to mature. To mature is to go on creating oneself endlessly. We all have to think of ourselves as leaders. We're always growing, and it should be endless. There never should be a time that we say that we have arrived and that we know it all, because once that day comes, your leadership capacity begins to shrink. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. In other words, there are some things that we do, in fact, need to end. That's the same thing happens in the natural. We know definitely in the northern area, I'm from Maryland, and when the seasons change from summer to fall, the trees start changing colors, all sorts of colors, pretty colors, browns and orange and yellow, but then at some point those leaves begin to fall off the tree because it's going through a cycle. It's going through a purging cycle, and it's getting ready for the next season. But if it doesn't end that season, if it doesn't end right there and release the things it no longer needs, release the old leaves, it can never begin anew. And so, ladies and gentlemen that's been listening on the call today, I appreciate you. This is Catherine. And I have been sharing about transitions, sharing about tips and tools and how you can transition. To learn more about me, go to my website at katherinetrotter.com. One of the things that I want to share with everyone as we are going through a transition, I am working with business owners around coaching and development of their company. If you need the services around that, definitely send me an email at ct@katherinetrotter.com. I am so excited about what's going on. Also want to give my husband's business a plug, covenantchildproductions.com. He works with artists in terms of writing, assisting them from going in their transitions into the artistry community. So definitely check out his website, covenantchildproductions.com. In closing, I just want to say, continue to push forward into the directions of your dreams. Get out of neutral position, get out of park position, and put the in drive position and drive forward into your next destination. Do not get stuck. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to see everybody at the top and chat with you next Monday.